People looking to lose weight in 2020 may be tempted to cut carbs. It could be bad news for bakeries. But in Birmingham, where a few artisanal bakeries have opened in the last couple of years, business is good. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
On a recent Thursday in Homewood, every table at Bandit Patisserie is taken. People chat and sip coffee as they eat chocolate croissants and lemon ginger scones. Victor King and Kristen Hall opened the cafe in November. They were surprised by the response.
There were lines down the block, and it's like, okay, everything that we thought was going to be enough is not enough.
It was like a kind of a strange and terrifying magic show of, you know, we'd bring an entire tray of like two or three dozen croissants that were made by hand, and I'd put them in the pastry case, and then I would turn around to go back to the bakery and come back 3 minutes later, and they were gone.
King and Hall also own the restaurant The Essential. They opened Bandit to expand their bakery services, focusing not only on croissants and scones, but also bread.
It's been really awesome for us to be able to have sort of a separate retail store to share brioche buns, baguettes, country sour, for people to be able to come into the store and take home with them.
It's the way people used to buy bread, from a local bakery made with simple, fresh ingredients. And Bandit isn't the only option in town. In downtown Birmingham, Jenny Dyes loads a tray of baguettes into a large oven.
They have two different cycles. They have a steam cycle, and that's what's being pumped in there right now is a bunch of steam. And then they have just their regular baking cycle.
Dyes works at Birmingham Breadworks, another bakery that offers fresh bread and pastries. Brooks Taylor is the owner.
This is what bread has been for thousands of years.
When Taylor opened Birmingham Breadworks about 5 years ago, his biggest concern was getting customers.
Because we are another stop for people. I mean, we as Americans are used to going to one store and buying everything we need.
He says that's still a challenge, but it's getting better. He says part of that is thanks to Birmingham's growing international community, who are more accustomed to making an extra stop for bread. Take Juliana Russo Skinner. She lives in Birmingham, but is originally from Italy.
I grew up with a fresh loaf of bread every single day. We would go to a bakery, we would go to the local supermarket and just buy a fresh loaf. My dad still, he's 81, and he still wants his fresh loaf of bread every single day.
Russo Skinner says she loves the bread at Birmingham Breadworks. She says you can taste the difference, and homemade bread is healthier than products that have a lot of added ingredients. Brooks Taylor says more people are starting to feel the same way.
I believe what we're seeing and what Breadworks has been able to take advantage of is a trend away from this factory food and to get back to more of the traditional sense of how we eat.
The folks at Bandit hope that trend continues. Co-owner Kristen Hall says so far one of the biggest challenges has been staffing, finding people who will learn to bake and do it at 5 a.m. She says part of what makes it difficult is that Birmingham is not a big city. But she says that's also an advantage.
There's a lot of other places that actually are probably much easier to staff restaurants in and open restaurants in. But, you know, Birmingham, there's such an opportunity to open even just a single shop and, like, really change the game.
And as local bakeries continue to change the game in Birmingham, bakers hope people will choose to support them, not only for an occasional pastry, but for their daily bread. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.